Hello, good evening.
Hope not everywhere. Otherwise we're in real trouble, we're in exciting real trouble.
I can edit stuff out.
CBS So Vocal, very good evening to you all. Lovely to see you. What a great privilege it is to be standing over here. And I'm going to be listening to you for the next 3 or 4 weeks, which is fantastic. Thank you, a huge thank you, for inviting the Youth Chorus and the Children's Chorus and the Junior Children's Chorus to be part of your 10-year celebration back in July. They thoroughly enjoyed being part of that event and singing with you in African Sanctus, which I know has become a firm favourite. Or not, just in case maybe. And when Katie asked if I would be available for these first few Thursdays, I had to think quite long and hard about whether I wanted to spend my Thursday evenings with you. Not at all. The only thing that was going to prevent me from doing it is a new job that I've got at the Conservatoire, working alongside John French. Have you all said hello to John? Thank you. Yes, I've taken over from Paul Spicer at the Conservatoire, running the chamber choir and looking after the choral conducting there. So Thursday evening is usually chamber choir night. But actually, for these first few weeks, they aren't meeting, or at least they're meeting with somebody else, Jeffrey Skidmore from Ex Cathedra. So you get me. So bad luck about that. And look, Katie said, just get everybody singing and doing stuff, because obviously we know that Christmas is coming up. It's like something like 87 days or something like that, isn't it, until Christmas? Oh, yes. Some of us are counting in our household. I'm not sure if you're aware, but the CBS and Christmas concerts this year are going to take on a slightly different feel. We're going to try and have all the choirs there for both the concerts, because there are two concerts this year instead of the usual three. And as a result of that, the request from the orchestra said it'd be great if the choirs could get a little bit more involved together, rather than, although it's lovely, everybody standing up and doing their solo item and then sitting down again and listening to everybody else, but possibly a few other pieces that involve everybody a little bit more. And that is what we are trying to do. It's a bit of an experiment, and it is being decided by committee, and you can imagine how that is going. So we are a little bit late and behind in terms of knowing exactly what we're doing, but in your booklets, you have got a piece called Gloria by John Rutter. And even though the score appears as it does for you in that booklet, we are going to do some experimentation on you. Experimentation with you over the next four weeks to sort of see how that piece might work. So I apologise if it feels a little bit like you're reading a part there and then zooming over there and then reading down there. I will then probably, along with Lucy, your new conductor, create a score that is very, very much easier for you to read, a properly printed out four-part score, so you know exactly which line you're doing at a particular point. And I know that's incredibly important for those of you that aren't so comfortable reading the dots. So we will do everything we possibly can to make that as comfortable as we possibly can. But before we do any of that, I think we should stand up and start making some noises. Everything I've missed, John? Where are the exits? Great. Now, I've been given a throne here, but I don't sort of really need that. Let's just do some vigorous shaking. I know you've all been for your 10K run today, so very good. And then also shake out a leg. There's a very nice idea down here that they've turned to one side so they can shake from side to side. Perhaps we should all face that way and shake from side to side. And then put your arms up in the air. And, oh my goodness me, right. And now let's stretch over to our left-hand side. The whole hall is going to swing in that direction. Very good. And then over to the other side as well. Brilliant. I thought I'd come to choir. We seem to have come to a key flick class, Julian. But stretch back a little bit. Very good. And let's turn back into the front again. And bring your shoulders up to your earlobes. Very good. A chorus of munchkins. Nice. Lovely. Say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Very good. And just relax down again and do a nice big roll there. And then look over your right shoulder. That's going to be your right shoulder, isn't it? Just gently, very gently. And then back into the centre. And look over the opposite shoulder. Back into the centre. Up a bit. Just be careful how you do this. And down a bit as well. Very good. And taking a good sniffing breath. And out. Wasn't it lovely to be able to do that and not have to be 2 metres away from everybody? Very good. You know, this time what I'm going to ask you to do is actually sniff in over a count of 7 clicks. Okay? And then when we've got to the end of number 7, I'd like you to then gently blow out over 11 clicks. Okay, so you've got to just think about how you're steadily going to let the breath leave the body. And this can just be over a for the moment, no extra other noises, okay? So gently breathing in through the nose, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and relax. This time, we're going to add to that breathing out, okay? So still breathing in over 7, so you don't have to go, I'm about to sing something, just nice and gentle. This is just to sort of get everything nicely flowing and hopefully nice and relaxed. So breathing in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hissing out, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and relax. And just go. And if you can, roll your tongue as well. And let's use those sounds, either the lip trill or the tongue trill, to send your sound and your voice up through your range and then down to the very, very bottom. Something like this. If we get this right, it'll sound like a fire alarm and everybody else will leave the building. Off we go! Very good. Try it on the tongue trill as well. Imagine a very, very sticky toffee piece of toffee in your mouth. Just chew that around. Right. Just imagine you're gurning into a mirror. Or in my case, just looking at it normally. Very good. John, could we have a chord of C major, please? And we're going to start on the 5th, and we're going to start on that E, just that E, nice gentle E sound. Ah! Very good, try E. Order. It's not the alphabetical order because there's a reason for that. It's all about tongue places and things like that. But just keeping this nice and relaxed. In fact, I'd encourage you actually to do a little bit of this whilst you're singing those vowels. So it's a nicely relaxed jaw and the vowel is then nicely placed in the mouth. Off we go!
Here comes the last one. Ah.
like you to sway your arms from side to side as you're going, yeah. Again, you might want to adopt your very clever little thing down here in the front row. But everything is going to be nice and smooth. Off we go. Sound that is coming out of our body. So a nice smooth sound, a nice smooth arm movement. Meanwhile, if we wanted to go sort of short staccato notes, let's find if you could choose any hand, preferably your own, and go off we go. Oh, really? That was a bit of a as a slightly short one. Try it one more time. Let's clap a semitone this time as well. Nice. Now, what happens if I'm going to stand on the box? If I do this, I'd like you to sing legato. If I do this, I'd like you to sing staccato, but I'd also like you to copy me. So legato and staccato. Good luck. We're going to start legato. Let's go up to there, I think. Yes. Perhaps you can't see me. My back surgery is going to be delighted by this. Right, okay, so here we go. Legato first, I'll be careful. This is more wobbly than I thought. Off we go! Thank the Lord for that. Let's start staccato on the next one going up. Oh, very clever down there. Excellent, excellent. Let's take C minor, please.
Your turn.
Minor key now, not a major key. Okay, so I like to sort of make sure that we're constantly thinking about how the modes are working. Because not all music is major, and in some people's cases, happy. So let's also practice those different tones. And the tones and basses. When you go for that top note, try to think that you're swinging over the top rather than pushing for it. So what I'm looking for is yeah, 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 yeah. So you're actually sort of stretching over the top of it rather than it's a top note, hey, or anything like that. So, and it's very often about psychology. I've spent most of today working at the university and auditioning about 45 singers for the hundreds of choirs that we've got there. And so many things with one of our wonderful vocal coaches are just about how you're standing, making sure the posture's nicely lined up. You're all going, and also about what you're thinking about when you're singing. And so you're not sort of trying to put any extra stress. You're just letting the voice do what it needs to do naturally. Okay? And that's exactly what we're talking about here. Thinking up and over as you go. Off you go! Take a seat for me, please, if you wouldn't mind. And let's just get a few other little things working. You don't need any music for the moment. Oh, it's one of these without the brace on. That's why it's so wobbly. Okay. So I'm just going to sing you a little tune, which is pee-pee. Yes, that's the one. You might have done this before, so apologies if you have. But this just gets everything, all the articulators working quite nicely. It goes a little bit like this. Little boy played a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy played a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy played a game with a ping pong ball. With a ping pong, with a ping pong ball. It's a rather famous tune. You probably worked that out. So sitting nice and well. And let's just have a go. So little boy played a game with a ping pong ball. It could be little girl if you like, but boy has more of a plosive at the front of it. Off you go.
Little boy played a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy played a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy played a game with a ping pong ball. With a ping,
oh, with a ping pong ball. Very, very good. You are very quick. With a ping, oh, with a ping pong ball. Let's stick a little O in there as well. So can you do for me? With a ping, oh, with a ping pong ball. Off you go.
With a ping, oh, with a ping pong ball.
Very good. Could you now miss out the word ball? Little boy played a game with a ping pong. Little boy played a game with a ping pong. Etc. Okay? We've locked the doors. You're not allowed to leave. Off you go.
Little boy played a game with a ping pong.
£5, do you think? This time, could you miss out ball and also do that at the same time? Okay? Here we go. Two, three, and.
Little boy playing a game with a ping pong. Little boy playing a game with a ping pong. Little boy playing a game with a ping pong. With a ping pong, with a ping pong. With a ping, with a ping pong.
You are very good. Let's try missing out pong. Put ball back in. But take pong out, okay? We can be here for hours. Two, three, and four.
Little boy playing a game with a ping pong. Little boy playing a game with a ping pong. Little boy playing a game with a ping pong. With a ping pong, with a ping pong.
Oh, that's a slightly harder one. What happens if we miss out pong and ball? Might be a little bit easier. Let's try it. Two, three, and four.
Little boy playing a game with a ping. Little boy playing a game with a ping. With a ping, with a ping.
Okay, right, I can see I'm going to have to make some changes. It's going to have to be harder this exercise. Very good. Okay, let's put pong and ball back in, but take out ping. Let's go, should we go up a semitone as well? Just put an extra little bit of pressure on it as well. Good luck. Two, three, and four.
Little boy playing a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy playing a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy playing a game with a ping pong ball.
Oh, with a ping pong ball. That's a bit harder, isn't it? Yeah, there you are getting cocky. Oh, this is actually quite straightforward. And then by line two, right, here we go, let's go up again. Higher. Big speed, yeah? Good luck. I'm still missing out ping. Two, three, and four.
Little boy playing a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy playing a game with a ping pong ball. Little boy playing a ping pong ball with a ping pong ball.
Very good. Right, okay, now I've got the measure of you. Very good. And finally, I'm sure Ulla used this sound with you as well. A siren sound, which is actually, especially for any of you that have to do some public speaking or teaching or anything like that throughout the day. Siren sound is imagining the word sing written on a piece of paper. You put your throat in that position, just by going sing, and you keep it in that position, and then you slide it up and down. It's one of the most natural sounds that you can make, and it's the best warm-up if you're really, really short on time. So if any of these pesky conductors ever say, right, so vocal, you've got to do your own warm-up, in the car, on the way to the concert hall or wherever, this exercise is the best thing you could possibly do. And it just goes a little bit like this. Sing. Possibly without the crack at the very, very top. If the sound is coming out correctly, what's happened is that your soft palate has come forward and that the sound is coming up and through the nasal cavity. So in other words, if I pinch my nostrils, the sound should stop. Sing. So if you have sort of dangerously popping ears, just be really, really careful as you do this. But that is one of the best things you can do. And we use that sound actually for quite a lot of other things as well. Sometimes if we need really, really quiet singing, obviously the go-to is humming. But actually, humming can be quite strong. Sirening, you can really control the sound. What's the sound? The siren. And in one voice class that I was involved with a few years ago, somebody thought it would be a great idea to sit at the back of the class going... And they were doing it so effectively that nobody knew where the sound was emanating. It was just sort of little midgy squeezy each time. So just have a go at sirening your way around your ring and see what happens. Off you go. Sing. You can go as high as you like. In fact, you can often go higher than you can sing. And that just means that the larynx and everything inside here is really, really nice and fluid each time. Very good. You sang completely demented, but that's exactly the right sound. Brilliant. Now, the first song in your book that I'd like us to have a look at, I think you'll find it on page 23. And some of you might recognise this one, and that is absolutely fine if you do. Shoshone Love Song. What I wanted to try and do is find some pieces that were going to be a nice way to get back into singing again. And perhaps if John plays from the very, very beginning and I sing you a bit, if you recognise it, join in with me, okay? And see what we find. So page, I think, did I say page 23 in the booklet? Okay, so here we go. There's a certain road aren't quite in contact with me at the end of friend, because it's sort of my job, certainly tonight, and other conductors' jobs at other times, to show you sometimes where those things are happening. And I'm not a great fan of one of those conductors who goes friend like that, because that doesn't seem very musical. So all I'm going to do is just show you where I think the note finishes, and hopefully you'll agree with me by giving a duh at the end of it. Okay. So here's the chord on friend.
Friend, friend, friend.
For 5 beats, and then we put a duh.
Friend.
Yeah, I think I've probably got about 97% of the eyes there. And it's not because I just want you to look at me, because frankly, there's nothing much to look at. But I do want to feel that the whole group just goes, friend. It's the atmosphere at the end of that note that's really important to the listener, as well as the beautiful singing that you're doing. One more time.
Friend, friend, friend.
Yeah, because then the bonus is we get a whole load of eyes looking out at the same time and connecting with the audience, which is what it's all about. Fantastic. I'd love to start working with you from bar 13, which is where it goes into harmony. And let's hear what the tenors and basses are offering at this place.
Two and.
Very, very nicely done indeed. When you are doing the slightly faster notes, and the sky. Try and make it as legato and as smooth as possible. You remember that in the warm-up exercise. So it's not, and the sky, I don't think that's quite the mood of the piece there. And then when you go to white star of twilight and the sky, it just has a slightly more sort of rhetorical feel to it. Let's have that one more time again. But this time I think standing kind of spaces. Here we go. This particular place, you don't. You have the third, you have the colour note. That's the really, really important one. It's a very beautiful singing there. Take a seat. So the sopranos and altos seem to want to sing She Is Fairer, etc. And the tenors and basses want to sing He Is Fairer. And frankly, because this is just a little rehearsal, I don't mind. So you choose. And you could swap it around each time. You could even have They Is Fairer as well, if you want to be a little bit more 17th century about it. Altos, let's hear what you've got to offer around your bar. And on these longer notes, make sure that you keep the air spinning, okay? And if you're not quite sure what that physically is going to feel like, imagine something spinning, okay? I used to work with a singing teacher who used to talk about having a rhino horn coming out of their head and having a ball spinning at the end of that rhino horn, and you need to imagine to keep the air flowing through the rhino horn, which of course it doesn't do, but you know what I mean, and keep that ball spinning. So when you get to things like, my heart's red, you've got to have that as there's a my heart's broken. Because everything can go a little bit loose and floppy there. Tell us the basics, stand for us, please, and let's hear the harmony that is accompanying. Sopranos. Now, they've sat there for the longest, so they're going to be the best in a minute. You can be thinking through how your melody's going to sit on top of this, Sopranos. So here we go.
Fair and fair. Two, and...
Bit that we're now working on is the harmony bit, so you get to then do it again. But when you do it again, you've got to make it even more special. So I know you've been practicing that for the last 3 minutes. Let's hear what the similar sounds like. Let's go from the upbeat to letter B.
But she's fair.
And because you've got the slightly larger interval arc here, again, that legato, keep that air flowing.
One and two and...
Don't want any comments like that in your competition. Right, let's sit well. So uncross legs, and so you're able to really support the sound nicely and breathe well. And let's hear what this now sounds like. We've got a little bit from bar 13. One, two. When you do that, and 200 people go, whoa, and you think, oh, goodness me. But yeah, all I did was just suggest that we might taper that note away. You know, and so often, and I do work with choirs where this is important to do that, and you have to mark it in, and you remember it, and you rehearse it, and you rehearse it, and you rehearse it. But just occasionally, with some pieces, it's really lovely just to create a live feel so that you just go, oh, it's natural, this music thing, and not rehearsed over however many days. Now, I say that. Let's now look on to another piece. What's the time? Oh, yeah, I'm doing quite well. Let's look on to page, what I think for you is page 21. So not too far away. Fine Naps for Ladies. We'll probably appreciate the poetry, the 17th century poetry, another time. I'm not sure if you've done any of this sort of part. So this is a little bit of an experiment, just to see. Just because I quite like exploring a range of I love the music that I've always heard you sing in various things. And I just thought, I wonder what it would be like if we tried this little bit of an experiment. So. Let's do it with the words, but if the words get in the way, let's not worry about it. I'm going to do this part by part, so I want you to sort of follow along and sort of pick up the rhythm. And we're just for the starters, we're going to start at the beginning, that's a very good place to start, with the basses, okay? Now, where are my basses? Because so far I've had tenors and basses go, oh, beautifully laid out, thank you very much indeed, excellent organisation. So, let us imagine that it's going to be quite a quick crotchet pulse. Let's worry about the music theory another time. So it's going to be like this.
Max von Ladies, cheap, choice, brave, and new.
Let's just try that.
Off you go.
Fine, Max von Ladies, cheap, choice, brave, and new.
Just sing
brave and new.
Brave and new.
Spot on. And now just add to the front of that choice.
Choice, brave and new.
Choice, brave and new.
Very good indeed. And now let's add cheap to that.
Cheap, choice, brave and new.
Cheap, choice, brave and new.
I'm asking you to sing a little bit more in that sort of stepwise way, so less of the legato that we had before. So,
fine and Max von Ladies, cheap, a choice, brave, and new.
Quite sturdy. Off you go.
Fine, Max von Ladies, cheap, choice, brave, and new.
Very good. And everybody is listening and learning from the way that you're doing this. I'd like there not to be a gap between ladies and cheap.
Ladies, cheap, choice, brave, and new.
Because the way that John Dowland, the composer for this, thought of it, it was in sort of four bar phrases. Okay, good. Let's hear what happens if I add the altos to this now. So perhaps hum your note spaces so you're constantly rehearsing them whilst we have a look at what the soprano, sorry, the altos are doing over here.
Fine!
Oh, it's a typical alto pass. The same note for about 30 bars.
You go, off you go!
Very good. So you've got three pitches to choose from.
Never one.
And particularly, I also say this just in case you are somebody that doesn't feel comfortable reading dots. Because I'm aware that there are some amongst you. This would be a perfect way just to look away from the words a little bit and have a go at reading where the dots are going at various different times. Frankly, that's how I learned to read music, being stuck in a choir going,
oh, what are all those funny squiggles on the page?
And gradually learning it by osmosis. So that is a perfectly natural way to do it, as far as I'm concerned. So I'll see if you sing back to me.
Fine, Max von Ladies, cheap, choice, brave, and new.
You're done. I ask you, please ask you to do? Yeah.
Ladies, cheap.
In other words, leave S a little bit late. So you can almost cross off the S and put it at the beginning of cheap. So you've created a new word. Ladies, cheap. Okay, tenors. Where are my tenors? Over here. Great. It lies a little high, so if you need to float these notes, tenors, that's absolutely fine.
Fine necks with ladies, cheap choice, brave and new.
You get a funky rhythm that nobody else can.
Okay,
here we go. Ah.
Fine necks for ladies, cheap choice, brave and new.
Just say from the rhythm, cheap choice, brave and new. Cheap choice, brave and new. And again.
Cheap choice, brave and new.
Cheap choice,
brave and new.
That's the way. Okay, so you add the funk to this. Okay, this is 17th century funk, but it is funk nevertheless. And if need be,
fine next one is cheap choice, brave and anew.
In a very sort of light falsetto-y like way, if you wish.
Off you
go.
Fine next one is cheap choice, brave and anew.
Very good. I'd like you to sing. I'd like the bass to be high, and I'd like the. The altos, I'd like you to sing it. Okay, so singing tenors, humming basses, and whatever it was for the altos. Off we go! Yeah, well done. Let's do the same thing again. Just get used to that. Off we go! Put the text in now, basses and altos, and see what this sounds like. Off you go! Yeah, lovely. And tennis, if you want to do a little bit of sort of headbutting as well.
Fine necks for ladies, cheap choice, brave and new.
Do you remember the King Singers? Any of you remember that particular group? They used to have a television programme, I'm told, in the 70s, where they have some... I'm quite old, but not that old. And they had some rather interesting jumpers, but this was the sort of music that they would be filmed in various parts of Europe singing, often in the places where the pieces were written. And I happened to, a bit of a clang name drop, I used to work with Jeremy Jackman, who used to be the alto of the King Singers, and is also the alto that sings... Which apparently, he was phoned up that afternoon, can you come and sing this weird little tune that Howard Goodall has written? And he went, yes, but I'm really sorry, I've been in the pub most of the afternoon. And they said, that's absolutely fine. And he was a great one for always picking out these little dancing rhythms in his very finely stripy jumper. So, here we go, dancing altos, tenors and basses.
Five,
one, and two. Yes, very good indeed. Right, now once again, Sopranos, I left you to the last, because I'm going to the last. Okay, so here you have the melody.
I'm next for ladies, cheap, touch, brave, and new.
And you get the same sort of thing that the tellers get, but a little bit later on. Okay, let's see how you go.
Off you go.
Let's try singing at the octave, the correct octave.
Five, next four.
Up and go.
Five, next four.
standing up to the movies. And here we go. One and two. And I'd like you to be a little bit clearer, altos, on
cheap, choice, spring, and new.
So the and, for you, actually, is the thing that syncopates against what they're doing over there. Good. Same thing one more time, please.
Ba-ba.
Off you go. Fabulous. Let's sit you down, altos, but stand the tenors up, please. So we've now got soprano and tenor. One and two.
Sorry.
Just make sure that all the tenors have wound themselves up to.
Fine, next for ladies.
Off you go.
Fine, next for ladies. Children's spring and new.
Oh ho! It's like we're in the 17th century and dancing around in our tights. One more time, please. This time, just try and sing a little lighter.
Fine ex fontes.
So in other words, it's the text that takes over rather than
fine ex fontes.
That's not really in the style. And then here, each other's part and also how they work against each other in the syncopation. So same energy, but just less text. Less sound.
Off you.
Fine ex fontes.
Good. We had an honorary bass part there. Just once again. Tennis to sing a little lighter so they can really find those top notes, okay? One more time, off you go.
Fine, ladies,
very good indeed. And let's sit you down and have the basses stand up and hear how that part relates, okay? We could be here all evening tessellating. Off you go.
Fine,
basis, just make sure fine next fun ladies cheap choice. That's where you change, okay? So don't adopt early. One more time. Off we go.
Fine next fun ladies cheap choice.
Very good indeed. Right, I think it's time we put all this together. Everybody standing, please. This experiment is going very well so far. Here we go. Big smiles. Okay, frown at me really bad. Some of you can't frown. That's how lovely is that you can't frown? You just have a smile on your face the entire time. Right, here we go.
Here we go.
One and two.
Fine, next for ladies,
very good. Let's take the piano out of the equation as well. And I'd like you to do a little bob whilst you're singing at the same time, okay?
Off you go, and now.
Fine, next for ladies, cheap, brand new.
Wow. Brilliant. So you've never done anything like that before?
No.
Liars. Okay. Great. Take a seat. Well done. Now, I know that's only one line, but I just wanted to make sure that it was a really solid thing. And it's beautiful. And hopefully you'll hear that on the recording. Hello, recording. You'll hear how wonderfully that fits together. There is, I mean, if you've never explored that sort of repertoire, there is a plethora, hundreds of years of that. I mean, I'm not going to say we're going to turn ourselves into some sort of baroque ensemble, but there's so many things that you can explore like that. So that's really brilliant. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, let us turn on to some Christmas music. So it is the Gloria, which you will find on page one, I believe. And as I explained earlier on, this is one of the pieces that is going to be shared with the CBSO chorus, the youth chorus, the children's chorus, and you, all singing different, singing some bits all together, and then off go the CBSO chorus doing stuff. And I think there are some other pieces later on where we're all taking turns in doing things as well. That's certainly the plan as it stands at the moment. So let me show you where we're going to, at the moment, ask you to sing. You might want to have a pencil or whatever you like to write writing your scores. What I can tell you is that, I think I already have told you, that we will produce a proper four-part version so it's really, really clear. So feel free, as far as I'm concerned, to mark these as much as you like to know which way you're going. So Our music, the stuff that we sing, starts in bar 41 at figure 2. And it's a big unison tune to the text, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Can you say that for me, please?
Gloria in Excelsis Deo.
And I say it in a very angry way.
Gloria in Excelsis Deo.
And I say it in a very uplifting and jubilant way.
Gloria in Excelsis Deo.
Now, this piece exists, I think, in two forms. The one that I'm most used to, and the one that was made famous by the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, which is choir, brass, organ, and percussion. And often, you know, finances being what they are, that's the version you will hear most often. I think that's also the version that John Rutter himself sort of prefers. However, of course, because we have the CBSO, we will be doing it with the full orchestral version. So this is another good reason to have all 600 of you, something like that, singing this particular tune in unison. He's been very, very clear, and he's also said at the bottom of it, I hope it's come out on your scores, basses may omit these two notes. And the caveat to that is, what I don't want to see is Gloria in Excelsis. Well, that's not us anymore. So, whatever happens, you're going to need to look like you're singing it. And it's that tune I've just sung to you, hopefully near a B-flat. B-flat? Yeah, oh yeah, I was quite close.
Gloria in Excelsis Deo.
And then it stops. Okay? Your go.
Gloria.
A little tip that we were talking about earlier on, exactly the same thing here. Think of really looking over the top of the note and that the sound is going in that way, rather than thinking, that's very high up there. And certainly, none of you, try and use your chin to get up there, okay? Not least, because if you do that, all you're doing is actually shutting off the back of the throat, which is actually the thing that needs to be the most open. So in fact, what you want to be thinking about is having this wide space back here, except we can't cut your head, the backs of your head off to make sure you're making that space. So we've just got to make sure that you can think it, okay, and then it'll work well. Let's hit the soprano sonatas doing that. Good, and of course, altos, you are allowed, if you wish, to go, Now, the other thing you can probably spot is that the bars are going by quite quickly. Gloria, ba, in excelsis, da, gloria, etc. So, if you need to be thinking of subdividing the beat, Gloria, in one, two, one, two, one, two, one. So those notes in the third and fourth bars that we sing there, Chelsea's Day, each have two little clicks on it. And that's really important with that large number of singers that we sing very, very rhythmically. Okay? Let's have everybody sing it down the octave this time. So sopranos and altos there, tenors and basses there. One, two, three, two, two, three.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Well, you can sing that one, can't you? Good. Tick. I'm just going down my little list of Simon would like you to sing at these various moments. Will it work? Tick. Yes, it will. Okay, the next one is the bottom of page 2. This is where the sopranos get to sing the same thing again. Thus. Well, I said the same. Of course, the last note is a beat shorter. On the previous page, it was two of those dotted lines tied to something or other. Now it's only one of them. Altos, guess what? It's an alto part. There are three pitches.
On the eye in extensis deo.
And.
On the eye in extensis deo.
Very good. And the same thing happens on extensis deo. Two of those clicks on each one. Very good indeed. Let's hear the tenors. You have a similar sort of pattern to the altos.
Gloria in excelsis day, oh.
So you go down to the day, and then you go back up to the old.
Hear me, oh.
And.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good.
Excelsis Deo.
And if you need to go into that, flip into the falsetto, because there will be hundreds of tenors doing this, so you don't need to make sound for every one of them. To keep it nice and light. Just one more time, tenors.
Off you go.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good, because actually sometimes the lighter you sing, the more you can listen around, and also just listen to what you're producing as well. Just be careful.
In excelsis, in excelsis.
A whole tone. So between ex and cel, small gap. Cel and cis, slightly bigger gap. Just one more time. Piano, piano.
Off you go.
Very close. Basses.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Typical. Everybody else is going up. You're going down.
Here we go. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good indeed. Now, this is going to become a little bit of a feature for you. We've got to be really careful about where you move. Now, composers, when they are in their infinite wisdom, they sometimes write what sounds or feels like the same music, but they change just one or two notes of a particular bar. And bassist, in this piece, this happens a lot to you, so I apologise in advance for that, but that's what Mr. Rutter has written, and that's what, therefore, we must sing.
Gloria!
Then you move down.
In excelsis.
You move down and then back up.
Cis.
And then back down again.
Down,
okay? So you're slightly indecisive basses, but you're going to sing it in a very decisive way.
Off you go!
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let's hear the basses and altos together, please.
Glock, glock.
1, 2, 3. 2, 2, 3.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good. And that interval that you create at the very end. Perfect fifth. And we need to make sure that you're as bright as you possibly can be, altos. And then if you're in the right place, everybody else can tune their notes accordingly. Tenors and basses together, please.
Glah, glah.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Pretty good. Add the altos to that, please. Thanks to your bass and sopranos.
Off we go. 2, 2, 3.
Altos put you off, because now we've put them into the mix, there are some things that they're singing that are making you question whether you are correct. Stick to your guns.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Just one more time on your own, tenors. And.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Back. Let's put that together. Altos, tenors, basses.
Pum, pum, pum. 1, 2, 3.
Breath. 2, 3.
Gloria in excelsis.
A sort of slightly bare, open sound at the end, because the only thing that's happening there is you, the organ, and then the brass and the timpani. As you can see, you see that sort of reduction underneath where there are the two systems, the two staves together. And it goes brass and timp. That's the nice thing about this score. It gives you a clue about what's going on. And, of course, sopranos, we know that your melody is the same as it was the first time. So thank you again for your patience. Let's put all four parts together, please.
1, 2, 3, breath, 2, 3.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Sopranos? Shall we find out?
Here we go! Ah!
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Good. Now, because you're slightly high, you need to make sure.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
amazing. That's fantastic. Let's put this all together, please.
La.
Same verb that the sopranos had over there. Right phrases, and let's see your teeth. One, two, three, ah!
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Great. Show me the first one, which is the unison one, and that has an extra beat at the end of it. Okay, here it comes.
Unison!
Unison!
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Great. Now, if anybody, tenor and bassist, thinks, oh, this is just too high, Julian, how many times are we going to sing this? Then I'm going to ask you not to put in the lower octave, because that's something specifically that John Rutter has asked us not to do. So if you need to do that, it's absolutely fine. It's what I would encourage you to do. Very good. Now, let's just look. And forgive me, because I obviously haven't worked with you in this way. Let's just look at how we get into that and how the two phrases are connected. So at the very beginning of page two, we get two systems. That's two pairs of the stage there. And this is the brass and the organ going da-ba, ba-ba, 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 ba-ba. Tin and tuba, good luck. And you go
Gloria.
Then after you've done day, oh, it goes 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 5, 2, 3, breath. And then you do the harmony version. Okay, so let's get used to doing both of those phrases in that way. And John is going to give us an artist's impression of the top of page two. Have you brought your brass organ and percussion sound this evening? Okay, so here we are, starting three. Oh, one, two, and... that Simon would like you to join in with. And now let's just turn to... Oh, hang on. Where are you've got page numbers at the bottom as well as at the top, haven't you? Okay, so I'm going to really confuse everybody. If I use the top page numbers on either side, left and right, for this one, if you have a look at the top number, page four, and hopefully then also the bottom of page four, you should find the figure four as well in the box, you'll see that music is similar. And it's at this point that how much time have I got? Not enough really to take the lid off this. But that bit, can you see that there are more than four notes per chord? That next week is where I'm going to need you with your pencils, and if you don't really want to write anything in, then just with your really brilliant recording brains, to work out which note you are going to be singing in those chords at any particular time. The good news, as I say, is that we will produce then a proper score with the notes that we've agreed so that it won't change. But I do need to experiment with that next week. So that's another little bit that you might sing. Then you turn on all the way through to, and again, I'm referring to the top pages here, the bottom of page 11. And it's not completely decided that you won't be singing music on those other pages that we've just bypassed, but we're just sort of working out what we're going to start with, and then if we get time, we can always offer that, you never know. Then it's likely that you might end up singing at the bottom of page 11, where it says in the last bar, Gloria! And then over page 12, where it goes, Gloria! Again. And then probably singing through to the end of this particular movement. And this is where, at the bottom of page 12, last bar, you can see that you've now all been gifted your own line. How nice is that? And it's very possible that we're going to ask the basses to sing the lower notes when you get to it. So the bass part from the bottom of page 12 is probably going to be something like this.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
You suggesting that for me, please, basses?
Ah. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good. Tenors, where you have two notes on a particular chord, which is the R of Gloria, we'd like you to take the top note.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
And then you track with the basses as you come down the scale.
Let's have a go at that.
Sorry.
Get the right note, Julian. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Immediately put that with the basses.
Gloria, Gloria.
And two, ah.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Very good indeed. Guess how many notes you've got, Alfred? And look, we joke about alto parts always having basically one note, and occasionally it changes when they're getting tired or bored. But actually, in the rules of writing harmony for choirs, the people who have the steady note, you have a really important role, whichever part gets it at a particular time, because it's that note that the Americans call the common toll, which allows the other harmony to work around it. And in fact, it's not always exactly the same note. It looks like the same note on the page, but it should theoretically come out of your body either slightly sharper or slightly flatter. Because our voices are rather like strings, string instruments, where you can just retune things ever so slightly. So if we can get into that sort of sphere of things, that'll be very exciting. But for the moment,
once you get
there,
you're there.
Sopranos, guess what? Hear it then? Your best version, not the cut down version. And do you know what? That one's even shorter. That one doesn't even get a full bar.
Oh!
Like you've had enough. Right, let's hear what happens when you've got all four parts together.
Then we go home.
One, two, three, breath, two, three. And the phrase has a new lease of life. Altos, tenors, and basses together. Let's hear what we have.
Claw, claw, claw. One, two, three. Do, do, do.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Great. And when we've got a little bit more time, there's a very, very close relationship, tenors and basses, that you have on page 13, bar 232, the second note.
In.
For the tenors.
In
for the basses, sounding bus on the piano. So we need to celebrate those dissonances. Very good. Do a bit of a siren around the range, please, everybody. Sing. And just before we go, I think it's about time we went back to the 1930s. Page 27. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got a Conservative government in charge. It's a very exciting time. I tell you what, in the 5 minutes we've got, let's see if we can get from where you join in to bar 17, 18, 19, 20 on the second page before the sopranos and altos go on.
It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot.
When we get to it, let's just do a bit of pre-rehearsal. Altos, there are seven of these marks on the bottom of page. And the first four are a D natural.
Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
The fifth one is a semitone lower. And it stays there, 5-6, and then goes back up to
do-wop,
the seven.
Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
You've just got to get used to that pattern of four up, 5-6 slightly down, seven back up, and then
do-wah.
Same thing for you, tenors and basses. Well, I say same thing, it's the same idea. You basically stay on
do-wah, 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 do-wah,
six times, then you go up.
Do-wah, do-wah.
So it might be worth putting a little circle around that. Let's hear what the altos have got.
Do up, do up, off you go and up.
Squeeze it in before my watch picks at 9 o'clock. Here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do up, 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 do up.
Carry on.
It don't mean a thing. All you've got to do is sing. Do up, 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 do up.
When we come to perform this, if we ever come to perform this, what we will be looking for is not this.
It's down in a pit.
We're going to have to start, and this is why it's actually quite nice to do it in this slightly off-copy way, is you just start to internalise it immediately. Great. Well, can we say a huge thank you to John this evening for coming to sing up? And look, hey, thank you very, very much indeed for your spirit and camaraderie and for putting up with me for a whole evening. And I'll look forward to seeing you this time next. Well, obviously not this time. I'll see you at 7:30 next time. And again, my apologies for not being able to be here bang on. What do we do even about... Do we put chairs away? No! No!